What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. I think you should have done one bourbon, one shot, and one beer, because that's pretty much what you want to have every single inning watching this Orioles team play. So we talked about Brandon Hyde's firing. The dismissal with him, does it put him on a worse path? Is there any thought to this team giving up? And let me preface this by saying it, because it looked like, I don't want to say they gave up, but it's very defeating when you start off down that many runs and looking up at it.
Yeah.
Like, Kyle Gibson came out and just couldn't retire anyone. That's incorrect. Maybe he just retired himself. He couldn't get anyone out. And then you come back on Sunday with what you deemed to be your best pitcher, right, Eflin?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, like, I hate saying I saw this coming to fruition with Eflin, because I tend to do this thing in gambling. When a guy comes off the IL, I typically attack certain guys in their second start, either betting against them or betting on the total.
Right.
I don't know why. It just feels like you come out, especially if you had a good start off the rehab. Like, certain players you do that with. But with Eflin, you looked at the conditions of the day, and it's not like he's a big strikeout guy. You get the ball in the air, it could leave, and they just... I mean, it was just a comedy of errors with what went on over the weekend. But do you believe they quit, or was it a sad state of affairs with the circumstances and what happened Saturday or Sunday? Because I think this week will tell you a lot about this team.
It's hard to say if they quit when they were down 7-0 in the second inning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you climb back from that given the state of affairs here? So I'm not so sure they quit. But, you know, then they score in the fifth, sixth, seventh. They, you know, they score four runs and start to come back a bit. So at that time, it's you know, it's 8-4, I guess. But it's just like, it's really frustrating. It's really frustrating. And then, you know, I don't know. You're facing a pitcher who's in the area of 6. This isn't like, you know, you're facing Skeens or something. Like, Soroka's got a 6 ERA. And you can't do anything.
You had perfect hitting conditions, and you made Jake Irvin look like Cole Irvin. No, I'm sorry. You made Jake Irvin look like a Cy Young winner on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? This is a guy that he hits so many effing bats. You're making bad players look great. And we go back to it. When they face left-handed pitching, and they make those guys... look like Sandy effing Koufax, like, yeah, average left-handers.
Yeah.
Logan Allen shut down this team. Some of you guys out there probably don't even know what team he's on. He's the soft-throwing lefty for the damn Guardians, and he shut down the team.
That was unbelievable.
And again, I wouldn't think much of it if it was a singular incident. It's not like any one of these pitchers can't come out and have a great game, but when you're watching every lefty come in, you're going, oh my God, it's a thing.
It is a thing.
You know, when you meet somebody that has a type, they have a type. They can't hit lefties.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating.
Can't go left.
I mean, they seem like frauds.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Speaking of frauds, Rashawn's here. You want to talk about the Knicks at all, though?
Frauds?
Yeah.
No, we apologize to Ed, man. I hit him up Friday, man.
You missed a good time Saturday night, though. I know you were working.
Yeah, man. The tornadoes came through, so, you know, duty calls, man.
Yeah. No. A hero. Don't call yourself a hero, man, because he's, like, we won't ever, but, you know, he's out there with the tornado helping people get their, well, you're basically watching other people get people's electric on, right?
I'm not watching. I'm directing them, making sure they work safely, you know, and efficiently.
Yeah. Supervisor. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Did we lose? So, speaking of that, man, hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm at work Saturday, so I said my phone's blowing up. I'm like, what the hell Dustin want, man? I'm like, man, what? Maybe he got locked up at the Preakness or something like that. You know, he's like, man, you heard? They fly high. They fly high, man. You know, because he was one of the people, you know, that hated high, was on the fly high train, and he wasn't going to no more games, and he's about to start supporting the Marlins and all the other stuff, and because of Kyle Stowers and Norby and everything like that, man. But I don't see no change, man. It's saying things went from bad to worse,
yeah.
You know, and it seemed like it might have affected them, you know, mentally, you know, with the, you know, how they've been playing lately, but especially with Eflin. I thought Eflin was back, you know, back good. But he gave up a ton of runs the other day, and I don't know. Did it was anywhere did Hyde lose the clubhouse?
People were saying that, but all the players on Jacob Calvin-Meyer posted something about, hey, this person talked, and it was all the players that talked. He said the only people that haven't talked about the firing of Brandon Hyde to the media is Mike Elias and Rubenstein. But when you said Dustin sent you a message, I didn't think it was about Hyde. Didn't he go viral this weekend? Didn't John Boy tweet out a video of him bitching about the Orioles or something? Or was that old?
That was an old video for him getting on Hyde last season when we lost in the playoffs. So, you know, that video got like a million views, man.
Somebody said, make this guy the president of or the mayor of Baltimore or something. Something really stupid. But like, yeah. But I don't, it's so weird now that I think some of the people listening to the show know who Dustin is and never seen him. It's like Rashawn talks about him all the time, like they're dating.
You never even called this. Hey, speaking of Dustin, right? You said last week, you're like, hey, man, you know, Dustin's getting more girls than you in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
It came at a price, though. You know, he's about to have a lot more child support payments, you know, than me, too.
No.
So that's all I'm going to say, man.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
His last name is Mr. Bareback, man, you know? Oh, so I'm going to say, man.
Farmer Dustin spreading his seed all the way down to Tennessee.
And now everyone knows.
Thanks, Rashawn. Yeah. Boy.
Damn,
he's gonna catch up to another one of your buddies, man. Yeah. That's crazy. Listen, again, the Hyde stuff. I know there are people that think he needed to be fired. There are people that didn't like his managerial style. I get that. I don't think he deserved to be fired, but I totally understand.
Same
him
here.
Getting
exactly
fired.
How I feel. I don't think he deserved it, but this is how it goes. Somebody's going, and you can't fire all the players.
Well, and you
it's always the manager or the coach.
You always thought, too, that he was the guy that was hired to be fired. But we always say that about the initial guy they bring in.
Yeah.
Then the next guy they bring in is going to be somebody established. Like, somebody was like, why don't we go get Bruce Bochy? Well, he's 100 years old. Yeah. But at the same extent, I don't know that he's as analytical as they want him to be.
What about Freddy Gonzalez?
I mean, he was a...
I know he was here, but I liked him as a manager.
I did, too.
I mean, he's the one that sat Hanley Ramirez for misbehaving, and that was tough to do. But I asked him at the spring training. He goes, yeah. I mean, everybody else on the team was looking at me. Like, yeah, good. That's the kind of guy I want. So, I mean, and he was here, and he's the one who said on, I forget, Joe told me he was on. I can't remember what show he was on. But he was talking about, he saw this decline coming.
Oh, he was on one. Was he on Ryan Ripken's show or like one of the MLB Network podcasts? It was MLB Network, yeah. So the other point of this, too, that I wanted to make is like, I talk about analytics all the time, and I don't know why it frustrates me here, because we did an event with some former baseball players, and they brought up analytics, and people are like, oh, I hate the analytics. What do you hate about analytics? All it is information. You use it however you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
If you think something hits at 58% of the time, and that's a good enough value for you, what you're looking at, then you're going to do that every time because you think you're going to win more times than you're not. That's all it is. It's just information. Using analytics, like if you want to sit here and go, I think exit velocity is overrated or whatever it is, because you could look at it now. How many times we heard Adley's hitting the ball right on the button, but it's constantly at somebody. Mm-hmm. At some point, like you pointed out earlier, you got to go, that's fine, but does he need to make an adjustment? Because how does he keep hitting it right at somebody? And it's funny because when somebody's bitching about the analytics, you're not talking about why that person's standing right there to catch the ball, because analytics told you where they should be defensively.
100%. That's exactly what happens.
And I don't get it. Like, a lot of the older ball players go, oh, I hate analytics. It's just info, guys. That's all it is. You use it
how you
see fit.
Someone said it the other night.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been an ongoing thing where people are like, oh, this team's too analytical. I don't even know what that means. Like, is it... because when we had Hyde and we talked about Logan Allen, and that was the day that Mullins, Holiday, somebody else got benched. It was a left-hander. It was hitting. And we're going, hold on. These guys are hitting. Why are you benching them against a soft-tossing left-hander? And then obviously they didn't come out and hit. The only two hits they got in the game were two left-handers, and I think Mullins pinch hit and got one. And then you look at it from a different standpoint and say, okay, now they're facing a guy with reverse splits. So if you're a lefty with reverse splits, you want lefties in the lineup.
Yeah.
So where do you go analytically with that? If they're telling you, hey, you're going righty-lefty because this happens most of the time, then you have some data on a pitcher saying he's reverse splits. I bring up Kevin Gausman all the time, who was one of the biggest reverse splits guys we had here, and righties would just hit him harder than lefties did for whatever reason. There's some goofy things in sports, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.